Pedersen. So this is the third week in a row that we have the difficult task of trying to understand one of the letters that on the surface, as we'll spend the first half of this year developing, on the surface seems like a letter which we don't want anything to do with. The letters Kuf, Resh, and now Shin, the last of this triad of letters which the Gemara itself keeps associating with negative things. This last letter, Shin, falls prey to the same difficulty. And we'll jump right into the Gemara and we'll try to develop a little bit what the difficulty is with the letter Shin, but of course we have to keep in the back of our mind, we have to keep fresh the idea which we've been working with all along, which is that the letters are kochos. And kochos are not good or bad, kochos are kochos. And we can use them for good and we can use them for bad. And if last week we succeeded at trying to understand how we can use the koach of Resh Rasha for bad, so then we'll have to see what we can do with the letter Shin. So the Gemara says, Amri le Rabbanan le Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Asu dar de ki ha'idna le be midrasha. Va amru mili da filu be me Yehoshua ben Nun lo itmar kivatayo. The children come to the Beis Medrash and share secrets of the Torah Kedosha that haven't been shared since the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. And they taught Shin Sheker. Shin is falsehood. So we know that the world is divided, existence, as we know it, is divided into two parts. There's something that we refer to both colloquially and also in our holy books. There's something we refer to as the Alma de Shikra, the world of falsehood. The story about the Kotzker Rebbe at the end of his life when he was in his room locked away from the world because he couldn't handle the Kotzker Rebbe was iron fist of truth and he couldn't handle the world. And there are many stories which indicate the similar idea, but one day somebody was peering into the Kotzker Rebbe's room and he slid open the window just a crack so that he could put his ear to the window and hear what the Kotzker Rebbe climbed up on the side of the building, put his ear to the window, he made a little crack in the window. And the Kotzker Rebbe, who was sitting at his desk, he didn't turn around, the guy didn't make a sound. But the Kotzker Rebbe started going, he started smelling. And he said, without turning around and looking at the person, he said, in Yiddish, but I won't even try. He said, would you please shut the window? It stinks outside. It stinks like falsehood. It stinks like sheker outside. There's a world of sheker. There's something called the Alma de Shikra, the world of falsehood. In a certain way, I don't like to say bad things, but in a certain way, the world is an Alma de Shikra. It's a false world. We're being promised false promises by ourselves sometimes, by the Yitzhara, certainly by the people who are spending millions of dollars trying to convince us that if we buy a chocolate bar, we'll be happier. And the world, this world, is called the Alma de Shikra, the world of falsehood. But there is another world, and that world is not a world which is another world that will come later. It exists simultaneously. It's a parallel universe which exists at this very moment, which our job in this world is to reveal. And that's called the Alma de Kashut. The Alma de Kashut. Kashut. Kuf Shin Tes. Kuf Shin Tes. Kashut means truth. Kushta de Milsa. The Gemara talks about Kushta de Milsa, the truth of the matter. The Alma de Kashut is the world of truth. what we sometimes refer to as Olam Haba, because it is not fully revealed in this world yet. But it exists now. It's not going to be created later. It was created already. And it exists simultaneously with this Alma D'Shikra that we have. The Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, in source number 2, says, Rav Yosef bereid Rav Yoshua ben Levi Chalash. It's a Gemara we've all heard before. That Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Yoshua ben Levi, got sick. The Ingid. And he died, or he went into a coma of some sort. Ki hadar, and when he came through after waking up from this coma, his father said, Nu, what did you see in the other world? He had a near-death experience. So he said to his father, I saw the most unbelievable thing. Olam hafuch ra'isi. I saw an upside-down world. I saw the people who were important in this world were on the bottom. And the people who seemed like schleppers in this world, they were on the top. And Rav Yeshua ben Levi said to his son, that wasn't an olam hafuch that you saw. That was an olam barur. That was an olam kashut. You saw the world as it truly is, not the Alma de Shikra, the world of falsehood, that the shin sheker, brings down into our world. What is sheker? So sheker, primarily, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, sheker is a koach, which is bound to the notion of change. It's subject to change. Rabbi Nachman wrote in Likutei Maharan, in Siman Nun Aleph, Ki ha-emes hu echad. Emes is one. There can only be one truth. L'mashal. Al kli kesef, kisha omrim alav shehu kli kesef. If you have a silver vessel and you say about that silver vessel that it is silver, so then that's the one truth. Hu emes. Aval kisha omrim alav shehu kli zav. When you say that this silver vessel is gold, that's sheker, because sheker is subject to change. There could be many shkarim. Sheker is harbe. There's a lot of shkarim. You could say it's gold, you could say it's copper, you could say it's made out of wood. There can only be one truth, but there could be many falsehoods. And since sheker is something which can be changed, as opposed to truth, once you say the truth is that it's silver, that is never subject to change. You can never say that it's anything else, because then it's not emes anymore. MS means that I'm saying this one thing and it cannot be changed. So the Alma D'Shikra, grab a chair. The Alma D'Shikra, this world of falsehood, which is the world that we're in, is certainly very negative. To be walking around seeing the people who are on top as being the people who are on the bottom, and seeing the people who are on the bottom as being on top, this is a very dangerous way of looking at the world. It's sheker in the worst form. And so we're not surprised to find that the Radvaz, in his Magen David, who we've quoted now several times, writes in Erech Shin, he writes under the heading under Shin. He writes that the word Shin, the root of the word Shin, Shin Yud Nun, is linked to the word Shinoi, change. Because if Shin is Sheker, as we've just demonstrated, Sheker means the ability for something to change all the time. To say about the silver that it is gold, and then change my mind that it is wood, and then change my mind that it is bronze. So the Radvaz writes, Da ata hama'ayin b'ma'amari. You who are looking and reading my book, Ki yesh ba'os shin, you should know that the letter shin, Ramazim no ra'im v'na'alamim elyonim ma'od, there's amazing, wondrous things that are going on in the letter shin. Va'al kein, tein da'atcha lahavin k'tzasam. So place your mind to try to understand some of these things. Ki ein b'koach adam lahasig osam, because it's impossible to really get to the root of what the letter Shin is all about. K'siv, it says in the pasuk, Ani Hashem lo shanisi. I am Hashem, I never change my mind. Ki hashin milashon shinoi. And we have to know that the shin is milashon shinoi. Va'afal pishalashon ha'os v'atzira mora shinoi. And even though the letter shin, both in its form as well as its name, in its form it's subject to change, because as everybody knows, one of the mysteries of the letter shin, something we won't have enough time to talk about tonight, but Mirtz Hashem, if many years from now we'll do the Aleph Beis again, maybe we'll be able to talk about different aspects of all these letters. The letter Shin, of course, is one of the only letters in the Aleph Beis, and in a certain way is the only letter that can change. It's like a shapeshifter. Because, as we all know, on the Tefillin there's a three-headed Shin, and then all of a sudden there's this thing called the four-headed Shin. On one side of the Tefillin you have a three-headed Shin, but the letter can change. It's subject to Shinoi, it can change. And the letter Shin itself means to change. Which is why the Gemara says that Shin Sheker. Because Sheker, as we've already explained, is something which can change. MS can never change. If it can change, that means it wasn't truth to begin with, because there can only be one truth. This, a little bit, is the difficulty of the letter Shin. Nobody thinks that something opposite of MS could possibly be good. However, there has to be something good that we can learn from the letter Shin. I refuse to believe, and we should refuse to believe, that it's possible to suggest that the letter Shin is just Sheker, and that Sheker is a koach that Hashem put in the world. Hashem created Sheker. Hashem is the Kel Emes. Hashem's Chosim was Emes. But it's a koach that was created in the world. And it can't be that the Shin is totally Sheker. That there must be some redemption. There has to be a way to redeem this Alma de Shikra, the false world of the letter Shin. So the Zohar HaKadosh on your sheet. The Zohar HaKadosh, which we've referenced also several times, which tells the tale of all of the letters coming to Hashem and trying their hand at being the letter of creation, tells us that when the letter Shin came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also us Shin Kamaya, the letter Shin came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amru Kamai, and he said in front of Hashem, Ribon Almin, Naicha Kamecha Levari Bei Alma. It's proper, I think it would be good, it would be nice if you created the world with me. Dibi iskari shimcha shakai. Because through me, through the letter Shin, as everybody knows, the Shin on our mezuzos, that's on the front of every person's door and in every room in the house, the Shin stands for Hashem's name, Shakai. And the Shin says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, create the world with me, because I'm not only Sheker, but I'm Shakai. And we'll come back to what that means, Shakai, in a moment. But to continue what Hashem says, Vayas Limvari Alma B'Shmei Kadisha. It's proper for you to create the world with this holy name. So start the Torah with the letter Shin. Amar La, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the letter Shin, Ya'os Ant, V'Tav Ant. You are beautiful, and you are good. You're not all bad, Shin. It's true, you are the root, and you are the letter which means Shakai. V'kashut Anat. This is unbelievable. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, that B'Pnimius, of course the Zohar is telling us the Pnimius of the letter Shin, not only are you not what the Gemara said, Shin, Sheker, V'kashut Anat. You are Kushta. What's Kushta? Truth. You are truth. Aval hoil va'asvan deziyufa notnun l'chal mahave imon. But since the false letters of Kuf and Resh grabbed onto you and placed you in their midst, so you become Sheker. Lo ba'ina mivarele, I can't create the world with you. I can't create b'cha alma. To begin the lo eskayim shikra, because since sheker does not last, as we remember from previous weeks, kushta ka'i, truth lasts, shikra lo ka'i. If you recall, the Gemara said that that's the reason that the letters emes stand on two legs, and the letters of sheker stand on one leg only. The shin, the kuf, the resh all come to a point, because they can't stand up, they eventually fall down. You shin are, in a certain way, as we'll develop in a moment, are true, are truth, are kashut. But together with the kuf and resh, it can't be. We can't create the world with you. So the shin says, Takarish Baruch Hu, I am the letter of Shakai. Your holy name, Shakai, comes through me. What is the mystery of this letter Shakai? What is the of this name Shakai, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, excuse me, Shakai? So the Gemara says in Chagiga, take a look on the sheet. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'shasha bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Olam. At the moment that Hashem was creating the world, that when the world was being created, when Hashem was creating the world, it's true that the Shin did not get to be the first letter of the Torah. Beis Bereishis got to be the letter of the Torah. But when Hashem was creating the world, He did in some way create the world with this koach of Shakai. Not at first. At first, the Gemara says, when Hashem started creating the world with the Beis, the world was splitting in two directions, Beis. The world was splitting and it was spreading out and out and out and out and out. The world was spreading and spreading and spreading. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miga'er. He yelled at the world. He screamed at the world. And the world stopped spreading out. Shagar bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hamido. It stood in its place. V'hainu da'am Reish Lakish, says the Gemara, this is what Reish Lakish meant when he said, "My dichsiv ani kel Shakai." What did Hashem mean when He introduced Himself to the world with this holy name of Shakai? Ani hu sha'amarti la'olam dai. I am the one who said to the world, "Die, that's enough. Die. You've spread out far enough." And the Svarim HaKadoshim explain what that means. That Hashem said that Hashem said to the world, "Die, it's enough." What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the world, "Everything that I've created so far, die. That's enough. That what I've created, we should be able to make the tikkun." Meaning everything that was created so far, die. That's enough. Not enough, stop. But Hashem was saying, die, this is enough that through the chomer, through the material that I've created until now, we should be able to bring the world to tikkun. How? Because Hashem says, die. It's enough what I did. Now it's time for the Ben Adam to take over. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world with the word Shakai, and He said, "Amarti la'olam dai," I said to the world, enough. That didn't mean stop, cease. It means that it's enough. Like there is enough. There is enough material here that with the cooperation of my partner, the Ben Adam, will be able to bring this world to fruition, to its proper place. So this is amazing. We know that the Torah tells us in Bereishis in the second parak, Pasuk Hey, V'kol siyach chasada terem yeh ba'aretz, and it was before any grass, any siyach chasada, before any grass, before any herbs, before any verdure came up popped through the soil and came up into the line of sight. The kol esav asada terem yitzmach. all of the tzmachim, all of the flowers, all of the vegetation was still underground. Ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz, because Hashem had not yet made it rain. Ve'adam ayin la'avodes adama, and there was no man yet on the ground to work the soil. And in a very famous comment, Rashi points out, what does that mean? What's that last part of the sentence? Ve'adam ayin, there's no man. So Rashi explains, Terem yad la'aretz, kol terem shebimikra lashon adlo. Terem means it didn't happen yet. It's going to happen, but it didn't happen yet. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, and as you could picture it, right? As the grass is about to blossom and come out through the ground and poke its head through the ground, HaKadosh Baruch Hu screams and he says, die. That's enough. And on the one hand, that die, the shin of Shakai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, die, that's enough, is Hashem saying to the world, that's it, don't take another step. But as I explained before from the Sefer HaKadoshim, die also means there's enough here that with man, I'll be able to make this happen. So what happens? Rashi continues, V'totzi lo yotziu, that which was supposed to come out did not yet come out. Ella al pesach hakarka amdu, was sitting there right at the opening of the ground, about to come out. Ad yom vav, and it waited there from day 3 till day 6. When Adam HaRishon would be born, v'lama, and why? Ki lo himter, because it didn't rain yet. Umatam lo himter, and why didn't it rain yet? And here now is the part of the shir where everything changes. Lefisha Adam ayin la'avodas adama, because there is no man. Ve'ein makir b'tovasan shel geshamim, there is no man to recognize that there should be a need for grass, that there should be rain, and that that rain should manifest itself in the world and then cause the herbs to grow and to poke through the ground. Ukshaba Adam v'yodeya shehim l'tzarech la'olam, and he would realize that we need grass to survive. We need grass for the animals to eat. We need grass and vegetables for people to eat. So what would he do? Hispalel aleihem, he would daven. He would pray that there should be rain, and thus there would be vegetation. V'yardu v'yitzmechu ha'ilonos v'adashayim, and then the world would be filled with beautiful and tasty flowers and vegetables, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die. Sha'amar la'olam, die. It's enough because man, my partner, can come with tefillah and can finish the job that I started. I gave him enough material here that he could work with it and bring the world to its potential. And this is absolutely amazing. But before we really understand what we just said, because it's absolutely amazing, we'll understand it deep in a second, let's just kind of circle around it once or twice before we pounce on top of it. It's a remarkable thing. I've pointed out many times that whatever letter we happen to be studying, it always somehow creeps into the parsha. And if somehow we're alluding to the fact that the letter Shin, this Shin of Shakai, that Hashem said, it's enough, I created enough in the world because man through tefillah can bring the world to its perfection. So it's amazing that we find that the letter Shin, of course, the Zohar points this out, that's the very same Zohar, you can look back at the very last line of the Zohar, that the Zohar writes, At Kashut, you are truth. The truth aspect of the letter Shin, the good aspect of the letter Shin, the Avosan di Sachduba. Because the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, unified themselves around you and through you. Parshas Toldos, which we're in right now, it happens to be that Rav Moshe Wolfson points out in Emunas Yitecha that Parshas Toldos is the only parsha in the entire Torah that has all three of the avos. These avos who surrounded themselves around the letter Shin somehow, who were misachid, who unified themselves around the letter Shin, are all alive in Parshas Toldos. Rav Wolfson writes in Emunas Yitecha, Hinei b'parsha zu, hi ha'parsha yechida b'torah, shechayim bo kol ha'gimul avos. all three of the Avos HaKadoshim are alive during Parshas Toldos. Shaharei ad Parshas Zu Adayin Lo Nolad Yaakov, because until Parshas Toldos, Eile Toldos Yitzchak, these are the children of Yitzchak, Yaakov is not yet born until Parshas Toldos. Uba Parsha Shela Acharze, and in the Parsha which is to come after Toldos, Kvar Meis Avram. Avram dies, as we remember, of course, in the middle of this Parsha. And that's why Yaakov is making the soup for Yitzchak. Avo Parsha Zu, from this Parsha, Ad Vayigdulu Hana'arim, until Yaakov and Esav grow up, and they're 13 years old, and on that day, like Rashi tells us, Avram died, so he shouldn't see the Rishus of Esav. Hay Adayin Avram Chai. So Avram's alive, Yitzchak is alive, and Yaakov is alive. And all three of them are centering around this letter Shin. So what's special about the Avos? What do we know about the Avos? What did the Avos give us? What was the gift that Parshas Toldos brings to the world that we have all three Avos alive, that we could focus on more than anything else? So of course, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina Amar Tfilos Avos Tikno. These Avos, who surrounded themselves around the letter Shin, which by the way, of course, the Sfarim point out, the letter Shin is these three pillars, the three Amudei Ha'olam, which Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are. Also, I forgot to point out that the Shin, it's pointed out in Magi and David, in a different part of the, where he's talking about the letter Shin, that the Shin is awfully similar, looks very much like grass popping out of the ground, though. It's these shoots that are coming out of the ground. The Siach HaSadeh. Siach means speech. The Siach HaSadeh. The Siach, the Tefillah of the Avos. So these Avos, who are the Avos who are Mispalel, the Avos who are Metakin, the Tefillos of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. The Gemara tells us, Tanya Kivatei de Rav Yosi. This Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, we have a Braisa which supports what he says. Avram tikein tefilas shachris. Avram was the one who was metakein the tefilas shachris. Shene amar. Vayashkim Avram baboker ala makom asher amad sham. Ve'inamida ala tefila. Avram was the one who was mesakein shachris. As we find that he got up to that place where he was davening before, he was miyachid makom for tefila in the morning. And he davened for, and he went back to that same place where he was davening for Sodom. The Gemara says, Yitzchak tikein tefilas mincha. Shenemar vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basade. He went to go speak to Hashem in the field to bring out the potential that's described by Rashi. The siach hasade termia ba'aretz. Lifnos erev, towards evening time, so we know it's mincha time. Ve'in sicha el tefila. And of course Yaakov Avinu was metakin tefilas arvis. Shenemar vayifka b'makom vayilan sham. Yaakov Avinu vayifka in pegia el tefila. It's a meeting, it's a place where I meet up with Hashem. And Vayilan Shem, and he went to sleep. When do you go to sleep? At night. So the Avos HaKadoshim, of course, their lives were completely invested and completely suffused with tefillah. As usual, this Baruch Hashem, this is hopefully forever. This is the last week my brother's going to be in the hospital, Mitzvah Hashem. So, of course, all of our words, as usual, are always for Refuah Shleima, for my brother. But it's special always when I can share a Torah from him also. I once heard from him many years ago, it was probably 6-7 years ago already, that my brother suggested that if you take the number of years that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov lived, and you add them up, and you add to that the 13 letters of their name, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which means that a person's name is their essence. And you put all of that together. You take the number of years that they lived, which means their whole life's mission. And you take their name, which means their essence. And you put those together. So you have their number of years they lived, which is 502 years altogether. And you add to that the 13 letters of their name. Then you will arrive at the gematria of the word tefillah. A beautiful remez. Because the avos were kol kula, suffused with this inyan of tefillah. And if the letter Shin has three heads. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. People who are obsessed with tefillah. In a healthy way, in a good way. Who were metake in the tefillah. So then, as I already alluded to before, and I told you we can't speak too much about this, because it's a whole different topic. But I told you before that there's a three-headed shin and there's a four-headed shin. So if there's a fourth head, there's a fourth amud ha-tefillah, who in our entire history is the one who's the great manifestation of tefillah more than anybody else? Of course, it's David HaMelech. David HaMelech said about himself in Tehillim Perek Kuftes, Pasuk Dalet, Va'ani tefillah, I am prayer. David HaMelech says, I am prayer. And so David, of course, is the fourth pillar of prayer. And now if we go back to the Gemara in Chagiga, if you recall, the Gemara in Chagiga told us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amarti la'olam dai, I said to my world, die. And I told you that die means enough, stop. Stop spreading out, stop creating. Like the Sfarim say, if Hashem wouldn't have said die, so then cotton wouldn't have stopped at being cotton in the field, but it would have grown into clothing. You wouldn't have to go shopping, you just go into the field, you pick off your clothing. And wheat wouldn't have stopped just as wheat, it would have continued into bread. And the ground wouldn't have had the siach hasada termia ba'aretz, but it would have come up out of the ground without any help from man. But David HaMelech, who is the one who perfects this job of Adam, David HaMelech and Mashiach, David HaMelech, whose name is Vani Tfila, and his descendant, Mashiach ben David, who, as the Arizal points out, Adam, David and Mashiach is Rosh HaTevos Adam. Adam, the whole history of man is wrapped in this inyan of Adam, who has to daven for the ground to bring forth the shin, the siach hasadeh. And David HaMelech, whose Va'ani Tfila, and his whole life is dedicated to Tfila. And Mashiach, who comes dafka from David HaMelech, whose name is Mashiach, like Rabbi Nachman points out, Mashiach Miloshon Siach. Like Rabbi Nachman writes in Torah Beis, that Mashiach's not going to pick up a single weapon when he comes to wage war and to free the Jewish people from the servitude of the nations of the world. He's going to just daven his way through the whole battle. So David HaMelech is David, is 14, is Dai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amarti la'olam dai. I said, it's enough. And you know why it's enough? It's enough because there's a concept of tefillah in the world. Va'ani tefillah. There's going to be an Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and they're going to give birth to a David, and that David is going to bring about Mashiach ben David. And that David, that inyan of va'ani tefillah, is what moves the world from being dai, enough, to being shalem, to being perfect, to being complete. So we started, and here's the part where everyone should smile very much. We started with saying that shin is sheker. And we can't escape that. The Gemara told us, shin, sheker. The children who came to the Beis Medrash and taught Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi's son, Rabbi Yosef, who saw the upside down world and saw that the world is sheker, is a broken thing. It's an alma de shikra. Close the window, it stinks outside. But that sheker is redeemed through tefillah. Because if we already explained, listen, if we already explained that sheker is the opposite of emes. Emes means there's only one, not subject to change. Then the koach of sheker de kedusha, the koach of sheker de kedusha is the koach of tefillah. Because tefillah is the ability to change. Ani Hashem lo shanisi. I Hashem am emes, I never change. But I gave you a koach of sheker in the world. And you know what you can do with that koach of sheker? You can change the die, the limitation that you see in your life. Because it's not true. It's a sheker. A person sees in their life Avraham, Yitzchak, Rachel. They couldn't have children. There's a limitation. Amarti la'olam dai. I said to the world, that's it. You're not capable of having children the way that I created the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you a shin. And those children taught us that shin is sheker. And remember the Gemara told us that kushta ka'i, but shikra lo ka'i. Truth lasts forever, but sheker doesn't last forever. And what that means is that the limitation that Hashem put on the world, He gave us a shin as if to say you can daven and you can turn the world that you see now into a sheker. Because the world that you see right now, the alma de shikra, the limitation of this olam hazeh that you see, it's not emes, it's not kush de koi. This is not everlasting. The difficult bind that you find yourself in is not everlasting. You have a shin that can change all of that. You have a siach. You have a dai, you have a David HaMelech that can change all of that with tefillah. And so it's remarkable that the Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Yud, second side of the page, the Gemara in Shabbos writes, Rabba Chazya l'Rav Hamnuna d'ka ma'arech b'tzalusa. Rava saw that Rav Hamnuna was davening a lot. He was spending his whole day davening. And he said, Amr manichin chai olam va'oskim b'chai isha. Are you really wasting your time with chai isha and not being osik at chai olam? Because Torah is the alma, the kushta. It's the true world. It's not, you can't change the Torah. Ani Hashem lo shanisi. But there's a world called chai isha. What does it mean, chai isha? It means it's a temporary world. And on one hand, temporary world, is that's not a pleasant thing to think about. But the temporariness of the world is also its ability to be redeemed. Because right now things seem not quiet in Yerushalayim. And because right now it seems like there are things in our personal lives, and in our communal lives, and in our national lives, and in the world itself that need deep, deep change and deep fixing. Therefore, this world, which is only called Chai Sha, Tefillah is Chai Sha because it shows us, it teaches us, that the world as I see it right now, that's just Lisha, that's just for right now. But 5 minutes from now, with my Tefillah, I can change the reality. And I'm not changing Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made enough in the world, I'm not changing anything. But I gave you the Chomer, I gave you the material. And that material you can use to shape and change the whole world. Shamarti la'olam dai. I said to my world, there's a koach of David HaMelech. There's a koach of ani tefillah. There's a koach of shinoi, of being able to change the world. And this is what the whole story of the Avos is. The Avos, who are metakein tefillah, are the ones who showed that which seems absolutely impossible. Starting with Avram Avinu, that a 90-year-old and a 100-year-old man and woman should be able to give birth to a child. Like the Sfarim say, that that's to teach us that the Jewish people are beyond what's possible. That lesson of the Avos, the three-headed shin, and David HaMelech, the fourth head of the shin, whereas the other Sfarim point out, the Zohar writes in another place that the four-headed shin is the Imahos, who also taught us the davening. That each of them had to daven because their lives, Leah, who changed reality, that the limitation, she was destined to marry Esav. She changed reality. She was destined to be the one to give birth to Yosef, but she felt bad for her sister, so she changed the reality and she had Dina instead. Sarah couldn't have children. Rivka couldn't have children. Rachel couldn't have children. Shin is Shikra, and Shikra is beautiful. Sheker is very dangerous, and it stinks. But it's also a koach, and kochos could be used for good just as much as they could be used for bad. So Hashem gave us the koach of shin, which is the koach to change our entire lives for good. So we'll end with a piece from Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. In Rasisei Laila Os Tes, the last source on the second side of the sheet. Rav Tzadok writes, Olam hazeh nikra almod de shikra. This world is called the world of non-truth. Ma she'en ki'in olam haba, the parallel universe which exists right now, the potential world that could be, is called Alma de Koshel. V'Hashem Yisbarach bara olam hazeh, hari bara koach zeh hashikra. Hashem created this world, and He created this world and gave it a koach of shikra, of sheker. V'kol nivra ba'osios ha-Torah. And everything in the world was created with the letters of the Torah. V'osios reish kuf him koach zeh. This sheker that Hashem created in the world, as we saw in the Zohar, the letters kuf and reish, which are, at least as far as sheker is concerned, are unredeemable. Ki ha-shin hu yisod de kashub. Shin is the yisod, is the secret. What did it mean when the Zohar said that shin is truth? I thought shin is sheker. It's because shin is sheker. It's the sheker, it's the ability to change. Sheker, which means the ability to change. You're not stuck. It's not emes, kushta koi, it's forever. Sheker, which is the ability to change, that is the mechanism through which we will be led to the Alma de Kushta. We can bring the world. Sha'ad marti la'olam dai, I said my world is enough, because through the shin of tefillah, of the avos, we could change the world from what it is. It's the yisod de kashub. V'hainu sha'amar, listen to this. V'hainu sha'amar, this is, gotta love Rav Tzaddok. Rav Tzaddok writes, this is what it means when it says in Sefer Dvarim, kilo davar reik hu mikem. The Torah doesn't contain any empty thing. And the Yerushalmi writes, ve'im reik mikem hu. If it seems like the world is empty in some way, if there's a limitation on your life, if it seems like the world has not come to its state of perfection, it's reik, it's empty, it's not full. What happened to all the vegetation that Hashem promised? What happened to all the beautiful children? What happened to all the hatzlacha in my parnasa and in my personal life, in all my goals? V'im reiku mikem. You have to know that it's because of you. She'ein atem yagiyim. Because you didn't yet put in the energy. You didn't put in the effort. You didn't. Hashem gave you the tools. If it's reik, if it's just kuf and reish still, it's only because you didn't attach the shin to the kuf and reish yet. Because sheker is very dangerous, but the reason the world is empty, the reason it's not perfect and it's not fixed yet, is because you didn't attach that shin to the kuf and the reish to make the word sheker, which means to make the world changed. To change the world. The olam hazeh hu olam hayegiyah, because this world is all about toiling and perfecting, and the primary means of perfecting the world is not through our hands. Hayadayim yidei Esav, hakol kol Yaakov. The kol is the voice of the Jewish people. The kol in this week's parsha, hakol kol Yaakov, that voice is the voice of Yaakov. The yegiyah veishtadlus. Rabbi Nassim used to say, Rabbi Nassim Breslover, a student of Rabbi Nachman, used to say that if I'm trying to bring something into the world, I'm trying to perfect something in my life, there's something I want and I haven't achieved it yet. So there's only two possibilities. Possibility number one, I didn't pray for it yet. And possibility number two, I didn't pray for it yet enough. The letter Shin is Sheker. And the letter Shin is Shakai. Sha'amarti la'ol midai. And the Shin is the Avos. But all of those things, I think what we've explained, hopefully, clearly, this evening, is that Sheker is a Koach. And Dai is a Koach. Hashem said, it's enough in the world because I don't want to do this on my own. If I do it on my own, it's meaningless. The whole exercise is meaningless. But if I say to my world, Dai, I gave you David HaMelech, I gave you Tefillah, I gave you the Koach of Sheker to be able to change the reality, what it seems like on the outside. So then we'll be zochet to what it says in the Sfarim, that Shin is also, like the Magen David, like the Radvaz writes, the Rabbi of Arizal writes, that Shin is also the first word, of course, of Shalom, of Shlemus, of completion. It's the Shin which is reaching up. Like the Magen David says, it's the Shin which is reaching up towards perfection. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that we should follow the advice of Rav Nassim Breslover, that if there's something that's missing in our lives, and if there's nothing missing in our personal lives, so you're very blessed, but there's a lot missing in a lot of other people's lives, and there's certainly a lot missing in our national life. Am Yisrael needs tefillos very, very strong. at this time. Kosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should have the strength and the courage to know that if we don't have it yet, if the world is still rake, if the world is still empty, it's not perfected, it's mikem, it's because of us. And that it just means that either we didn't daven yet, or we didn't daven enough yet. We should be zocha, that our tefillos should be mekabel, Hashem should look at us, and we should be zocha to the bracha, like we say in Birkas Kohanim, v'yasim lecha shalom, that Hashem should give us that shalom, that peace, that shleimus, shalom in Yerushalayim, shalom throughout the whole world, and the shleimus that comes, be'ezus Hashem with the binyan, be'ez hamikdash, b'mehir b'mino amin.